Hi, Unpackers. Want to thank you to coming back to another episode. And remember, whatever you hear, Tay and I are simply providing a perspective. Neither of us are professionals. We expect for you to, you know, reach out to certified professionals if you need the help. And this is simply our perspective. If you hear an interaction that reminds you of yourself, then just know it comes from grace. And if you would like to come on and unpack it with us, you have an open invitation. You can find our pages on unpacking.your.ish on most social media. And if you'd like to support our work, you can do that through paypal.me/unpacking.your.ish. Again, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and let's unpack.
Hey, Unpackers, it's Tay.
And it's Reese.
All right, so we are, what, about 3 weeks into our new year. I hope you all are doing well and wonderful and prospering. So today we are talking about something that a lot of us don't always set, boundaries.
Yes, boundaries. I know. You know what? This is really, I'm glad you can tell how psychology has become more mainstream, because we're using a lot of these terms. These terms, because absolutely. I don't think, this is not something I heard growing up.
Nope.
Or even my 20s or 30s, really.
No.
You know, but yeah.
This is definitely new. Yeah. And it comes up in conversation a lot, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I agree. Boundaries are really, really important. I think learning how to set them with people, because again, boundaries are about you protecting yourself and the other person.
Absolutely.
You know, because you learn, like, wait a minute, I might lash out at you, so you need to know.
I know you say triggers is overused, but like, honestly, those boundaries are important because somebody hits one of those triggers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who knows how he'll react?
Yeah. So let's talk about how, because you're mentioning some boundary setting that you've done in relationships. Mm-hmm. So how have you been setting it? Like, what have been, you know, some experiences that you've had?
So I definitely had situations where I didn't set any at all.
Okay.
And I just was trying to, that's just them. That's just how they are. That's just what they do. So I kind of found myself walking on eggshells, trying not to make that happen.
That's abuse.
That whole part. Walking on eggshells, trying not to allow those things to happen so that we didn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because some things were hard boundaries for me. But I didn't realize that at the time. Like you said, it wasn't normalized as it is now. So like for me now and going forward, I need to work on, I'll say this, telling my boundaries up front.
Yes.
Because a lot of times what happens is a boundary, something will get close to crossing a boundary and I'll say, oh, wait up, stop. Mm-hmm. This is a hard stop for me. This mm-hmm. is a hard no for me. That's what I always say. That's a hard no for me. I don't like that. And when dealing with me, we're going to have to find another way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I usually wait till the situation happens, but I need to work on being more direct.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, what I have found is, and I guess it's something I need to work on too, of just communicating, hey, this is important to me, and I need you to do this. And I guess the easiest one for me is really around time.
Okay.
You know, when someone's going to be late, again, you know, I give people grace.
Yeah, sure.
And I want you to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, it's not being late, it's that you don't communicate at all. Like, that's an issue for me.
Yes.
Or, you know, we're supposed to meet at 3:30 and then you're like, oh, I'm running late. I realize I need you to communicate how late you gonna be. because if I don't know that and then you are gonna be 30 minutes late, like that would change my calculation.
Absolutely. Well, that could change your movement.
Yes.
Too. Like, I mean, I think that time being a boundary is always hard.
Mm.
Because some people don't, you know, time is well, relative to them.
Yeah, but and I think this, again, I've learned this. So just having these conversations up front about how I need to be communicated, what is important to me. So if you're going to be late, please call me, text me, let me know the time frame so that we can basically redo a contract.
Yes.
Because the contract was for the specific time. And so, it needs to be amended.
Right.
So we need to amend the contract to a different time, and I need to agree on that amendment.
Absolutely.
So that's all I'm saying.
Boundaries are all about communication.
Yes.
Because one, if I don't know your boundaries, how do I know not to cross them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then two, if you're not making them for yourself, you allow a lot of stuff to go on that you're not necessarily okay with.
Well, and I think here's the thing. Some people may feel, like, hey, I'm setting boundaries with people, and it's not being effective. And I saw a post that I shared a few weeks ago, and it was a therapist, and she was talking about, she was working with a client, and the client shared, hey, people aren't respecting my boundaries. And so they did a little digging, and the client shared that, oh, well, I would tell someone, please don't talk to me this way.
Right.
And the therapist said, well, that's a request.
Absolutely.
You know, because boundaries are really saying, okay, if this happens, then you do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And so a boundary would be, hey, if you continue to speak to me in this way, I'm going to end this conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm going to walk out of the room, et cetera. And so really knowing that a boundary is about you taking an action.
Yeah.
It's not simply requesting that people change their behavior, because when you do that, it's on them.
Right.
You have to take ownership of
absolutely.
This is how you're going to relate to me. And if you relate to me in this way, I'm doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. And you got to do it. Because I would sometimes set those boundaries for myself and my relationship. But then I would engage in the argument.
Okay.
Or I would engage in the problem. When I've already said, you yell at me or you do this, I'm doing that. I'll still stay there and engage.
Well, and that's just the reality. We train people how to treat us.
Absolutely.
And I think, and I'm laughing because I'm thinking about my relationship with my roommate, who I have to set boundaries with. Because, you know, it definitely, I remember there was one incident where they can be extremely indecisive at times and, or they'll want to share about their life, you know, a lot. And I want to be empathetic and sympathetic person. However, I only have certain capacity for conversations over and over again. If I've told you once, it's not going to change, or we are sharing the same issues over and over again. You've not taken my advice. And so there was one time where we were in the car and I said, you can either choose to have this conversation or I can take you, because he wanted some food. And I said, so it's either we go get food or you have this conversation.
Okay.
And so we're in the car, we're driving. He started bringing up that topic. I turned that car around and we came home and he's like, well, why are we home?
Right.
And I said, it was either the conversation or the food.
And we've had it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going home.
I'm going to.
So, but again, that is what a boundary is.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got to tell people, if you cross this line, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then do it.
Follow through with it. Absolutely follow through.
Yes.
Because that's where a lot of my boundaries fell apart. I just didn't follow through.
Yes.
And once, like you said, people know you. And once, you know, they knew certain words or certain phrases will pull me out of what I've said.
Yeah.
Go for it every time.
Exactly. Because it's manipulative.
Absolutely.
Like, again, and people, you know, human beings, if you've ever been around a child, we are masters at learning how to get our way.
Absolutely.
That's how we are born. We are puzzle. Figuring out puzzles. Exactly. And then we're looking, we know how to like, wait a minute, how do I figure out the situation and get what I want?
Exactly.
That's what we're made for. So people will do that with you. So you have to say, I am strong enough to do X, Y, and Z.
Absolutely.
And hold it. And then also, because another post was, if you change, maybe today you decided to be a little more lenient. That's okay.
Yeah.
But then, you know, tomorrow, you well, that was tomorrow. That was yesterday. That was yesterday. Right. That was yesterday. Today
is today. Right.
And the rule is still the rule. Just because I gave you grace yesterday,
tried to work with you.
Does not mean that's still not a boundary, because I get to decide how I react on any given day.
And it's okay for you to decide what you decide for yourself.
Exactly.
I don't know why we have like this guilt where we feel like we have to accept whatever somebody gives us.
Well, because
you know.
Well, and I think here's the thing: we have this definition of love that is just. It's like prison.
Yeah.
It's love is prison.
Yeah.
You love someone no matter what they do to you. Okay. Like that's love.
Right.
You stick in there through the thick and the thin. Like that is some BS.
It is.
We are not in a Disney movie.
No, we are not.
No, this not. Real life.
Serious.
And Hollywood.
And things happen.
Thank
and
you.
Things change. You know, because I was telling Reese, my family. Always my great grandmother used to always say, don't start somebody off on something that you're not going to allow them to do. But I almost challenge that, because if I start you off a certain way, I'm changing.
Yes.
I'm evolving every day.
Yes.
And so something that was fine with me a year ago, 2 years later, I might say, okay, this is a boundary for me. I don't like that. And if you do that, I'm going to do this.
Well, and I think it's about discovering things about yourself. I know for me, for example, I have had a really good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that friendship grew to a place where I was having intimate feelings for them. Like I wanted to possibly, you know, pursue a relationship. And because I knew that, well, they never shared how they felt, and I didn't, you know, push. They just felt like, hey, I don't really want to be in a relationship. I was like, all right, cool. I recognized the level of intimacy we had needed to change, because talking to this person every day and, you know, having, you know, always being available, that was blurring those lines for me. And I said, no, I need less communication. I need, you know, for us not to talk every day. So I think that's been a realization for me when it comes down to boundaries, that, hey, when it comes down to my male friends, I can't talk to you every day. I'm just not male gay friends. I can't do that, because it, unless you want to actually have a romantic relationship, it will blur things for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need you to be there, because once I develop that level of intimacy with someone, I want to be sexual, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I think, and well, I think in that change, you know, we are no longer friends. It definitely was difficult and challenging. But a part of that was, when you set a boundary, it can feel like you're creating a wall.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm actually just trying to create a boundary, because I realize this isn't working for me. The way that this space is designed right now, it's gonna hurt me, and in the long run, it's gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
We need to reconfigure this to make it more livable, because
and
what
safe.
Exactly.
For both of us.
Yes.
Because it's all about protection.
Exactly.
Like when you're saying about, and I was thinking, like, you know, we talked about self-sabotage in the last episode. And to me, it's like, sometimes, do you think, let me ask your opinion on this. Do you think that setting your boundaries where they become almost like walls, these high stone walls, is that sometimes a way of self-sabotaging? Do you feel like boundaries can also kind of tiptoe to be something that
Well, here's the thing. Yes, I do, because anything taken to an extreme is negative.
Right.
You know, can have some negative consequences. I think it just is about growth. Mm-hmm. And just like people can overuse a toxic, or people can overuse anything. You don't use the same tool for every situation. And you come at, you know, your friends and your family, like everything, like, oh, well, that's a boundary, da 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 da. Like, it's a hammer to basically to manipulate people and get your way. And so you have to be honest with yourself about, okay, what are the big things for you to have a healthy relationship with another person? Yeah. And like I said, I don't do the, with every friend, it's just my male gay friends. I know if you I'm talking every day and we're having that type of intimacy, it's going to be, hey, let's actually think of, you know, let's pursue a relationship because I want to marry my best friend. That's what I see as relationship material, someone I want to talk to every day and want to share my day with. And so if that's happening, it's like, what do you want? Okay, well, if you don't want that, if you're not interested in actually dating me, then let's back off on the communication a little bit. Doesn't mean I don't want to hang out with you, talk with you, right. But every day,
Right, I get that. I completely respect that. But yeah, when we think about setting our boundaries, I think it's important, like you said, phrasing is everything. And being upfront, like at first letting them know, if you know that about yourself already, because like we said, like some things he didn't even know about himself until he started to experience new situations. So you can't always be upfront with all boundaries. Sometimes they come as you're in the relationship.
Exactly.
Or as you're doing whatever you're doing at the job, whatever. Like sometimes they come later. And it's okay to still set them.
Yeah.
It's absolutely okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I think especially, I'm glad you mentioned job, because I think that's one of the places where we sometimes feel disempowered.
Absolutely.
To basically take whatever
yes.
happens. But remember this, you are a fully formed adult. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to a workplace where you feel as though your mental and emotional health is being jeopardized because people are mistreating you,
yeah.
speak up for yourself.
Absolutely.
And if it continues, then please find another job.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not telling you just to quit.
No.
But look for other people that will respect you and value you and, you know, give you those opportunities.
Because I'll tell you, like, I know we were both teachers. Teaching mm-hmm. is such a thankless job.
Oh, Lord, agree.
And it's such a hard job. And you get your moment. Like, the thing that kept me going, I know a lot of teachers say the same for them, but, like, just the children, the students,
yeah.
and only certain students, because not all of them, you're not going to reach everybody.
Yeah.
So like those certain students, your favorite kids, they're the reason you want to come every day, but mm-hmm. you put up with so much stuff.
Yeah. You talk about setting boundaries at school.
Oh
like,
my
gosh.
Like, I think
yeah.
maybe you could almost kind of say any job where you're working with, like maybe a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Or any job where your job is to help,
yeah.
your job is to teach, your job is to put your whole self out there. Because when you're teaching, if you're a good teacher,
yeah.
you're going to put your whole self into it.
Yeah.
Like, you go home, you're still doing something for your class or for your students or whatever. There's so many parts to it that, you know, I definitely felt like I couldn't set boundaries.
Yeah.
Because there was so much to do. There was no time for you to say no.
Yeah.
You just figure out how to fit it into the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I'm telling you, like, walking away from the traditional teaching style is, or the traditional teaching setting, I should say, has been really helpful for me.
Mm-hmm.
And not having those things that I felt like I couldn't say no to.
Yeah. Well, I think overall, for me, when I really think about boundaries, is, as you said, you're not aware of everything.
Right.
And so I think when we are having interpersonal relationships, it is important that when someone shares a boundary with you for the first time, that we're not defensive.
Right.
I think we can take things so personal.
Yes.
And again, it is not about you. It's about them and where they are.
Right.
And so when someone shares, hey, I need this, be open.
Right.
You know, that change, like you said, they have a right to change.
Yes.
And so don't be the person to respond to them in a place of anger or try to break them down and belittle them or like da 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 da. Accept it. accept where they are because they're sharing that and appreciate, you know, one thing that I try to do with people in my life is say, thank you for being vulnerable.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that, you know, because you didn't have to do that. And if someone feels comfortable enough with you to have these conversations to say, hey, this is important to me. Yes. I need this change. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
No, it really is. And don't make, I mean, the sensitivity levels of people now is insane.
Yeah.
Like everybody takes and they internalize everything. Like people internalize, I could be telling you something completely about me, like you just said.
Yeah.
And you turn around and say, oh, well, you're doing that because, you know, of this. And then, or they'll project.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Lord. You. Yeah. Please stop. You're not a psychologist. I mean, at the end of the day, and oh my goodness, because again, we are providing, now you actually went to school, so you are closer. But we're providing our thought processes. We share content, but here is the thing. At the end of the day, none of us are licensed professionals.
Yeah.
And even if you think someone might be X, Y, and Z,
yeah,
just remember, okay, and?
Right.
What does that mean? Okay, there, we use these terms like narcissist or extra,
you know,
toxic. I mean, people act like,
narcissist.
Yes, like we, I mean, come on, just give people grace to be human.
Right.
We're all human. We're all trying to do our best.
Right.
So listen, and honestly, when we do that, it's more about dismissing people.
Yes, absolutely.
Like it becomes manipulative.
It does.
Instead of just accepting what they say as reality. Again, radical acceptance. Just accept it.
Accept it and then do what you will with it.
Exactly.
Because what people don't understand, just because you accept something,
yeah,
doesn't mean
you agree. Exactly. And if that boundary is something that you don't want to deal with, that's fine.
Right.
Walk on, move on.
And trust me, don't be afraid to walk away because something else will come along.
Yeah.
Something else will come along. It might take a little while. It might be the next day. Something else will come along.
Yeah.
Like my cousin, she divorced her ex-husband and wasn't even looking and met like the perfect guy for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like quick, like from what she considers pretty quick, she wasn't looking for that. She wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But he came.
Aww.
You know, so it's just, it's a beautiful thing when you know yourself enough to be okay to accept that love. You know, she could have just kind of said, nope, hard boundary. I'm not dating anybody until this or until that. But not saying it happened like the next, it was a year or so, but like she allowed herself to be open enough to accept that to come in.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I think you just have to be aware. Again, self-awareness.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I love what you said there about being situational.
Yeah.
You know, is that you can have a boundary and then say, okay, I'm going to give this person the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, and that is really, really, that's growth.
Yeah.
That's faith, you know, and it's okay. And oftentimes when we take those risks, I'm not asking you to say, throw away your boundaries, but sometimes people are worth it.
Yeah.
Giving someone the opportunity to show you that they were worth your trust is never a bad thing.
No, I don't think so either. Even if it turns out negatively, you have to reward yourself for being willing to try.
Exactly.
It takes a lot to be able to allow yourself to be open.
Yeah. Well, I think I did have one other thing I was thinking about boundaries. Just Hazuko, when someone... when someone is sharing a boundary, but you have an issue with them as well, you know, because I think sometimes we get in these tit for tat things, you know, which again is defensiveness.
Yes.
So how can you both be open to someone's boundary and like, when's the right time to say, wait a minute, we need to have a broader conversation.
Right. I feel like when you set your boundary, like for example, like I said, for me, I will usually set a boundary, unfortunately, in the moment.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I would like the other person to hear me, accept what I'm saying. And then if there is an issue that they may have with me, I would like you to wait. I don't want you, like you said, tit for tat, it feels like we're throwing a ball back.
Yeah.
I don't want you to immediately say, okay, well, here's my boundary. No, because it's not going to be accepted by me then, because I'm going to feel like, oh, you're just saying that because I said it.
Yeah, I hear you. And I think these types of conversations are really in like figuring out how to maneuver them so people are heard. I think one of the things I've been trying to do is say, okay, there's something I need from someone where I want to express it. Mm-hmm. There's an old saying, like, seek first to understand.
Yes.
So starting with, hey. Yes. So starting with, hey, I'd like to bring up this topic. Yes. I want to hear what your thoughts are.
Right.
You know, so that way I give them the space.
Yes.
If there's something that they're uncomfortable with, they can share that. I can hear them out. Then I can say, okay. Because hearing what they are saying might make me change what I need.
That's very true. Because when you know a reason that someone is doing what they're doing, it's true.
Yes. So that's one of the things that, again, don't always do it. I'm not perfect here. But just going in with curiosity instead of like, this is what I need. Because I think, especially in dating, I've been trying to say, okay, how would I approach someone differently if we were actually in a relationship?
Right.
And if we were actually in a relationship, I would give my partner the opportunity to communicate. So just doing that instead of saying, you know, I don't like this. You did this. I want to understand.
Right.
Being more curious instead of critical. And so I think that's the only thing advice I would give people when you're thinking about, hey, you're setting a boundary or maybe someone in your life, you know, is providing you, trying to set a boundary with you.
Yeah.
If you're setting the boundary, then maybe take that approach to try to open up the discussion first and pull out of them before you start that conversation. And then secondly, if you are on the receiving end of these types of conversations, please just receive it at that moment.
Right. Just accept it. You can say something similar. I hear you.
Yeah.
Because my ex, we ended a lot of conversations like, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. And you can also say, okay, I appreciate that you shared. Definitely, you know, appreciate that. And do you have space for me to come back to this conversation at another point? You know.
I think that's a great boundary. There is nothing wrong with saying, you know what, this is not the time.
Yeah.
I'm not in a good space.
Yes.
Can we talk about this later?
Exactly.
The parking lot is what we use.
Yeah, you need, or telling people that, hey, I need time to process this, you know, to really take this in. And I would love the opportunity to share, you know, later.
So for now, let's put that on pause and we'll come back to it. But make sure you come back to it. So.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just leave that issue to go out there and just kind of fly away. Yeah. You definitely don't want that. Do you think that boundaries are a first date conversation?
I think there is never a wrong or too fast time to have any conversation that you want to have. Mm-hmm. My thought process is things that are important to you, you think that might happen quickly in a relationship, have it. So for example, conversations around time and lateness. I have those because maybe PDA.
Mm-hmm.
But you just need to decide if there's something that's really, really important and you have that conversation.
Yeah.
If there are things that you know, again, you don't, I don't know, people have, you know, intercourse at different times, intimacy. So maybe that's something that you hold off on, you know, because you're not ready to talk about those topics, you know. So I would just say, think about your comfort level about that process.
I think that's good. I always, you know, where, like I said, I'm more in the moment with the boundaries, which isn't always accepted because in the moment, you know, we're going through whatever, we're already emotionally on whatever we're on. And then I come out and say, okay, if you do this, then I'm going to do that. It's like, you know, that comes off as you just trying.
Yeah. And it can be like an ultimatum and things like that.
You don't
do that. Yeah.
Right. So I think it's important to figure the right time to have those kind of, but have them.
Yeah.
You know, if you know of how you, because like we said, some of them form, but if you know how you feel about something, then have those conversations.
Agreed. I think, again, the most important thing is when you're in a relationship with someone, communicating with them.
Yeah, that's always going to be the key.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
Okay, so that's episode 3 already.
All right.
Oh my gosh, we're halfway through our season.
That's insane.
Yeah, and so next week, our episode 4 is what's the fuss about veganism? You know, because January is veganary, you know, a lot of people are doing vegan this month. And so I thought it would be really good to kind of talk about it and, you know, understand a little bit more.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so.
All right, so thank y'all so much for listening to our episode 3, and we will talk to you next week with our episode 4.
Yep, and I'm Reese.
I'm Tay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.